Blog Talk.
Well, hey there, and good evening. Thanks for joining me again tonight for another dose of that show, Mental Note, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Purpose Vision. I'm your host, and you're in for a great night. Listen, today is August 18th. 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Each and every night, you can catch me right here at Blog Talk Radio. And tonight, I'm going to be talking about guns. I mean, had a crazy situation today, which brought to my attention the fact that, you know, this whole guns being legal to carry in public places here in Georgia, it's a new law. It's crazy. It's crazy, and just want to talk about that and what Shirley Franklin and the powers that be are saying here in Georgia about that and about it being banned at the nation's busiest airport here in Atlanta. So I'm going to be talking about that tonight, as well as China preparing their youth to take over the world, guys. We better get ready here in the U.S. I think it's time that we buckle down and really look at education more seriously. You know, it's something when you see how people in other places are preparing their kids, and these are the same people or the same children that our children will be competing with. So, you know, I watched a special last night on PBS, and it was very interesting. So I'm going to be talking about that too. And then, of course, just entertainment news, current events, all of that and much more right here, Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number is 347-215-8667, so feel free to chime in at any time you feel the need. All right, stay right where you are, and I'll be back for more.
Getting
you know it's a lie. You keep lying to my man, girlfriend. I'm gonna take you out in the middle of the street and whoop your ass. All is worth $5.99 or something like that.
Thanks for sticking around. 24 minutes remaining in the show, guys. This is a 30-minute show. Just want to let you know that, and you can call me 347-215-8667. Listen, because I definitely want to know what you think about this. This is crazy. So I'm out and about today, just, you know, doing my random stuff, shopping, what have you. And here comes this guy walking down the street with the damn gun on his side. The gun is visible. He has his shirt up, you know, jeans sagging, gun on his waist, shirt tucked up so everybody and their mama can see the gun. Blew me away. I was like, wow, you know, where the hell is he going with this gun? And then it dawned on me, I said, oh, you know what, snap, I remember I just saw on the news about this new gun law here in Georgia where people can actually have their gun in public places. They can have their gun at the park. They can have their gun on public transportation. They can have their gun walking down the damn street, you know, minding their own business. But still, what is that about? Is it really, are we really in that much of danger that we feel that we need to carry guns in public places? I mean, you know what? Right now I'm thinking about not only my own safety, but I'm thinking about kids seeing people walking around with guns on their hips, thinking that that's cool. You know what I mean? It's bad enough that kids already are at their friend's house or even at their own house, and they are guns are accessible to them. You know, it's bad enough that we have 13, 14-year-olds getting their hands on guns, shooting people. You know, they get in a fist fight. Someone was just telling me that he knew of a story where these kids got in a fist fight. One of the kids went home, came back, and shot the other little boy. I mean, that's scary to me. And then we have all these people, you know, the people that are for the guns, the gun lobbyists and what have you, saying how, you know, they think that, you know, we're safer by carrying guns. And I just don't agree. And it really scared me today. I was like, you know, wow, people can actually just walk around all willy-nilly with guns. You know, sure that they have to have permits, but hell, is someone giving them some sort of analyzing their damn brain to see are they mentally stable to be able, you know what I mean? What is the process for getting a gun permit? That's what I want to know. And if anybody out there knows what the process is for getting a gun permit, please call me up, let me know, because this is really tripping me out. And I can't talk about it enough. You know, I am just really shocked and just and very fearful of what could possibly happen with people being able to walk around with guns. Well, one good thing is that Nira Shirley Franklin told reporters that, you know, she doesn't think permitting guns in an airport, even weapons carried by permit holders, would, you know, she thinks that it would create an unsafe environment and that it would endanger millions of people. Verbatim, this is what she said. And I'm like, I agree with you totally, because not only will it put millions of people in danger in the airport, hell, it's putting millions of people in danger just at the park and in public transportation, on the street. It's you know, it's really, I think we're really in a state of emergency when we're talking about just, you know, Joe Splo being able to walk around with a gun just because he has permit. No. Yeah, to protect your home, I can understand that. You have a gun in your house. Hell, people aren't even really paying attention to what they're doing with guns when they're able to have them in the home. They're not being responsible. Kids are having access to these guns, and they're killing each other and killing themselves because someone decided that they wouldn't lock up the gun, or the gun was just in the nightstand, or the kid knew where the gun was. You know what I mean? So now people are actually able to walk around with guns. I'm going to tell you what the AJC says about this new gun law. It says that it permits licensed gun holders to carry concealed weapons in more public places. And thank goodness that Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport has been designated a gun-free zone. Seems as if the only reason why it was able to be called a gun-free zone is because city officials were able to find a clause in the Gun Act that says that, the airport would be able to fall up under this exemption of it being able to be a gun-free zone. And, you know, luckily, because I can't imagine, you know, with everything with 9/11 and everything, I can't imagine it being okay for guns to be at airports. It says here, the new law determined the airport still falls under a public gathering exception in the Georgia Code. So, therefore, firearms are prohibited on airport property, and that's what Airport General Manager Ben DaCosta said. And, you know, it's just, we're lucky that that's the case, because otherwise, you know, not only will you be at the park having a cookout, you know, and see someone across the way with a gun on them, you know, your kids are playing, and here's, you know, this guy drinking beer, you know, and with a gun, and your kids are right there playing. I mean, really think about that. That's crazy, right? That's crazy. Call in numbers 347-215-8667. And I'm going to be talking about China here in just a few minutes. I mean, really, we got to get a grip as far as just what we allow to happen, what laws we allow to be passed. We have to become more active and just make sure that our children are getting a good education. I just recently saw on Oprah how not only is it the poverty-stricken areas or poverty-stricken communities that aren't getting a good education, but hell, it's the middle-class communities as well that are not getting a good education. Georgia always ranks very low as far as test scores are concerned compared to other schools in the nation. And for me to have a school-age child, it's scary, you know. And I love Atlanta. I really enjoy living here, and, you know, everything is good as far as living here. I've been here for quite some time now, and although I don't think Atlanta is my final stop, I enjoy living here. I enjoy, you know, the Southern hospitality. I enjoy the weather. I enjoy all that Atlanta has to offer as far as arts and entertainment. It's a lot here, but when it comes to education, we fall short a lot of the time, and you know, and that's why we have to, not only here in Georgia, but, you know, just everywhere, really pay attention to what the school system is doing to educate our children. That's just like Clayton County here in Georgia. You know, Clayton County lost its accreditation, the school system. And we're just talking about high schools losing their accreditation. I mean, that's crazy. That means that they are not following procedures. They are not, they don't have the proper policies and procedures and educational tools in place in order for the children to get proper education. So school system, whoever regulates the school system, Board of Education, what have you, say, you know what, I'm going to take their accreditation. All right, guys, we have a caller on the line. Let's see who we have here. Good evening.
Hey, Purpose Vision, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Just improv.
Hey, improv. What's going on?
Oh, man, nothing. Just chilling out here still in Shreveport, doing it real big.
Really? I am kind of going off tonight because, you know, I have a lot of stuff on my mind as far as just what's going on just in our nation right now and here where I live. You know, I'm talking about where I live right now, which is in Georgia. I don't know if you're aware, but Georgia just passed a law allowing guns to be legal in public for people to be able to carry guns in public places.
Oh, man.
Isn't that crazy?
That in Mississippi, too. Yeah, I think they were talking about it in Mississippi, I think, like last year or something.
Really? Is guns legal to carry in public in Mississippi as well?
I know they had it on the news one night. I was watching the news. They was talking about it. I don't know if they legalized it, but I know they was talking about it.
Really? Well, it's legal here in Georgia because I was out and about today, and I saw this guy. He was just, you know, just walking up the street with a gun on his side.
You don't have to have any license out there?
You have to have a permit, but still, I mean, why would they allow people just to be able to go and get a permit and be able to walk around with a gun? Do you know what it takes to get a permit for a gun?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not sure what a person has to go through.
The state parole people and take your license. I think it's like a 3-hour course, but they do it like different days. I think it's like $170-something you pay, you know.
So you just basically pay a fee and you can get a gun?
Yeah, but you have to have you have to be like a store owner. You have to have your own business. You have to have like a good reason to carry a gun.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying that the average individual...
But now, yeah, they're making the legal way. I think you can ride with them in your car, I think.
That's what I'm telling you. Now it's legal here in Georgia. If someone has a permit, they can just, you know, carry a gun.
Man.
In a public place. It doesn't matter. You could be in a restaurant. You could be having dinner, and you could be having drinks. And then the people next to you can be having drinks as well, and the guy can take his gun and just sit it on the table.
Yeah.
I mean, that's blowing my mind.
I was watching the news the other day, and I think some guy was trying to cut Medicaid or something, or Social Security or something like that. I think he was trying to cut Medicaid.
Well, you know, by the time it's time for us to have Social Security, they have already said that it's going to be extinct. There's not going to be any money left because Bush is spending all this damn money on the war, and we don't even know why we're over there fighting. So all this money is going to something that we don't even know why. And so when it's time for you and I to retire, there's not going to be Social Security if things continue the way that they are.
Yeah, I know. It's getting pretty bad. Hey, but Purpose Vision, I have like 2 guests I brought with me tonight.
Oh,
my little cousin, he wanted to talk to you. His name is Lil Kenny. He said he wanted to talk to you. He asked me what I do like every Monday, and I told him I call Purpose Vision, try to do it real big on the Mental Note TV, so I'm going to let him talk to you.
Okay, sounds good.
Hi.
Hey, little cousin, what's up?
Hi, my name is Marquavia. No, my name is Lil Kenny, but my mama said my name is Lil Kenny. Y'all like me on the radio.
Uh-huh. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. My mama said I got the same daddy my other little mama on Friday. Then my other daddy come on Saturday. They go to the club.
They go to the club?
I got a little brother. His name my acquaintance. He's 6. I'm 7.
Oh, okay. You need to blow your nose?
No, it just sounds like that. I just got through drinking milk and ate some cornflakes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's about time for you to go to bed, though, right? It's getting kind of late.
Yeah, my mama ain't there, huh? My mama ain't here. She gone. So I can stay up all night. I'm gonna watch Rugrats in a minute.
Oh, okay. Well, you probably need
to.
Huh?
I think I want some bologna and bread. You got some at your house?
No, I don't have any bologna and bread. We don't do pork over here. But I tell you what, though, you probably need to go and get you some sleep because it's really late for a 7-year-old to be up.
Okay.
All right, sweetie. It was good talking to you, okay?
I thank you for talking to me.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Yeah, he said he wanted to talk to you. I don't know, man.
Yeah,
you know,
bless his heart. He needs to go to sleep, though. It's too late.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to put him to bed in a minute.
So who was your other guest? You said you had someone else?
My other guest is my boy. He's from Alpharetta, Georgia. Right now he's over in Mississippi, like, doing some shows and stuff like that. He's been out there doing shows. He's like a crazy dancer. He does all the choreography to Chris Brown dances, videos, Usher videos, Genuine videos, MySpace is off the chain, YouTube is off the chain, Romance. What's up, man? Holler back at me.
Yo, what's up, B? What's up, man? Yo, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. How are you tonight?
I'm doing real good. Real good, man. Just
you come
know.
All in with that sexy voice.
I appreciate that. Now, you know, I'm just, you know, it's, I don't know, it's kind of like a God gift, you know what I'm saying? But I think it's a reason why my voice is probably like this, you know what I'm saying? Because, of course, my name is Romance, and it's just me. And I'm just basically, you know what I'm saying, you know, here just like my boy said or whatever. I'm a choreographer, you know what I'm saying? I do dances and everything, and I'm also an R&B singer. And, you know, R&B singer.
Can you let us hear something? Can you let us hear something?
Yeah, of course, of course. Check this out. I've been in love a time before, and it just didn't turn out right. My love for you I can't ignore. I try to run, but I just can't hide, no, no. But girl, I put my trust in you. I'm not afraid of what my boys might say, 'cause I know that my love is real. All I'm asking for, yeah, is a lifetime. It's all that I need. That's it. That's
oh, me. That's nice. Very nice. Thank
that.
You.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Very
know.
Nice. I'm so glad you called in tonight. You know what, Romance? You should call in on Wednesday nights, too, because that's when I have my love and relationship segment. And it would be very nice if you could call in, you know, and talk to the love goddess Isis.
Yeah. Okay, then.
I think she would enjoy talking to you.
Oh, okay. That's what's popping, man. And you know, I don't really know about the show. I kind of heard of it, but you know, my homeboy Improv, you know, let me in on it and everything. And you know, when I had time to, you know, get with y'all, I promised myself that I was gonna, you know, hit y'all up and show y'all some major love. So you know, I just got to do that.
Definitely appreciate that. That's what's up. Definitely appreciate that. Don't be a stranger to Mental Note, okay?
Oh, yeah. You know, y'all will be hearing from me real soon. I got a single out called, the single that's coming out right now called 5'3", and my album coming out called Lyrically Speaking. And, you know, I'm basically hitting, I'm the kind of dude of, you know, basically bringing that genuine back, you know what I'm saying, bringing that smooth R&B, that sexy back, you know. I'm gonna let Chris Brown and all that, you know, have the pop and everything. But I'm going to bring that, you know, I'm going to bring that sexy back for y'all, for real. So,
all right, that's what's up. Tell us your MySpace so we can check that out.
Yes, you know, y'all go hit me up in MySpace at www.myspace.com/Flintress. Flintress is my real name, and it's spelled FLENTRUS. So, you know, y'all
all
go
right.
hit that up, you know. Come
and the YouTube,
in.
Give them the YouTube, too.
Yeah, YouTube, you know, you can look under, you know, Concealed, and that's KONSEALD, and you'll see the Career Breaker under there. So, you know, just go check that out.
All right, that's what's up. We do appreciate it. All right, Improv, thanks for calling your girl. You know, you're always welcome here at Mental Note.
You know I'm going to call it every time I can get a chance. MentalNoteTV.com doing it real big. All the listeners, stay with this, she's doing it real big. How about get your man's in there? Yeah.
All right, boo. We'll holler at you. All right, guys, stick around for much more right here. Mental note, we have 4 minutes remaining in the show. I promise I'm going to get right back on and tell you all about what the Chinese are doing to educate their kids and get them ready to take over the world, y'all. We got to get ready. We got to get ready. We got to get our kids ready. You know what I mean? So stay right where you are. Guys, thanks for sticking around. 2 minutes remaining in the show. And real quick, just want to tell you, I was watching PBS last night. Go to PBS.org, check the story out. The Chinese have two exams preparing their kids for the real world. The first exam is given to them prior to them going to high school. That right there tells the Chinese whether they're even going to be able to go to high school to be able to get ready for college. And if the children aren't prepared enough for high school, if they don't have, if they're not smart enough to pass this exam, then they don't even get to go to high school, okay? And once the kids go to high school, they take another test, which tells them whether or not they're going to be able to go to college. When these exams are given, guys, these people block off the streets. There are no horns, no music, no anything outside of the testing facility. A lot of emphasis is put on the education. I'm going to tell you much more about this story because time is running out on me. So catch me tomorrow night, 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Same time, same place, right here, Blog Talk Radio, for another dose of that show, Mental Note, guys. And I will tell you all about this because it really tripped me out, okay? It tripped me out. So you know I want to tell you all about it. There's a lot of stuff on my mind, and I'm going to tell you. I'm going to give it to you straight, baby, no chaser, okay? So make sure that you check your girl out tomorrow night, 10 o'clock, for this whole Chinese thing. And, of course, much more in entertainment news, sports, fashion, movies, music, and much, much more. Remember to go to mentalnotetv.com and check out what's good, all right? mentalnotetv.com. Be sure to click on contests. Get all of the contest rules and regulations so that you can play the Love Goddess Isis dating game. The Love Goddess Isis will be here joining us again on Wednesday night, 10 o'clock, for all your tips and information about love and romance. So be sure to join me again on Wednesday night for the Love Goddess Isis, okay? And check that dating game out. Guys, remember, in all things, peace and love, okay? And until I speak to you again, you know what to do. Make it happen.
Neo, jump off. Let me talk to her. Look, Joey got the top down with my arm around. Used to be the biggest flirt till you calmed me down. You the drug I'm addicted to. It's not just the face on your physical, or cause your waist is invisible. Sized up your finger, might cop the igloo. Put the whole club on pause when I get smooth. You that shit cause I actually dig you. No, I'm that dude cause I actually picked you. Keep you looking fresh, Louie, I never miss you. Birds get so sick anytime they see me with you. By my side, cause in you I take pride. Get you the bench keys, take your girls for a ride. Besides, it's getting past that. Maybe cause baby's strong where I lack at. Now let's fly, let's get these seats reclined. Blast the neo soul, but never mind. I'm just saying stuff that we both know. Let's go.
She makes the head.